Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Blog podcast, where we are previewing all the teams ahead of IPL 2025 season. In this video, I'll be looking at the very interesting Gujarat Titans. Lots of debates about GT, champions a few years ago and then finalists a couple of years ago. They missed out last season. Will they be back in the playoffs this season? I think they're a chance. They're one of the teams I really consider a contender for the top four. Shabo here from Quick Blog, Australia fan, IPL enthusiast, alongside my co-host Nash, Mumbai Indians fan and India fan. Gujarat Titans, they've got some quality in there. They've got some strengths, but they also have a few weaknesses. So before we touch on those, your immediate thoughts on them and your possible 12.
It was difficult. It was difficult with Titans. They've got a really strong team. The top order looks strong. The bowling lineup is experienced as well, but leaks a few runs as well. And that's going to be my weakness for them. The bowling with Rashid Khan any team with Rashid Khan in the ranks is a strong contender. But you've got the bowling attack of Rabada and Siraj, I think that can go for a few runs if they don't get it right.
So in terms of the possible 12, what have you got?
And so then I've got Shubman Gill, Butler to start. I've got Sai Sudarshan at number 3, Shah Rukh Khan number 4. And these top four have to do a lot of heavy lifting. They have to stay until the 16th, 17th over. They have to try that, because obviously you've got Glenn Phillips, who can struggle with the spin a bit, as we have seen in recent times. And I've got Rahul Tewatia, Rashid Khan, Washington Sundar, Mohammad Siraj, Kagiso, Rabada, and Sai Kishore. And then you got Prasidd Krishna or Ishant Sharma as the impact players as well. This is where this is where I think their struggle is the finishing. If the top four don't stay and they expose the middle order, I think that could open up to a few Rashid Khan unorthodox shots.
I've got I think the same 12 as you: Shubman Gill, Butler, Sudarshan. Very good top three, and you're right, they need to deliver, but they need to also strike well. I think the strike rate's going to be very important for that top three, because they're, with Gill and Sai Sudarshan, they're typically the late 130s, thereabouts, and Butler can really explode, but they need some impact there at the top. Glenn Phillips and Shah Rukh Khan, I think, are absolutely crucial to their chances this season in terms of keeping that middle order stable. That's probably an area where Gujarat might fall short, is in that middle order. But in terms of finishing, Tawasha has done it before in terms of finishing and winning games for Gujarat from nowhere. So he's got that potential to really do well there in the finishing. Washington Sundar can bat, of course, and if they've got a problem, he can come up the order and maybe arrest the collapse early. Rashid Khan can definitely swing the bat late. Sai Kishore, Kagiso Rabada, Siraj, and Prasidd Krishna, there is my impact. So some good players in there, and there's some good balance. Yep. There's a number of bowling options there, particularly in the spin. That's a key strength I've got. That top three is a good strength. The number of bowling options, their spin options, I think trumps a lot of other teams in this tournament who struggle in that spin department. But a weakness I've got, that middle order needs to stand up. Phillips and Shah Rukh Khan are absolutely critical. That's why maybe Shah Rukh Khan showed glimpses of his play at number 4 last season.
Yep.
I think he might be at 4 this season. He's got to deliver there. Another weakness I've got, on paper, Rabada, Siraj, Krishna, they've got experience and they're terrific bowlers, all of them in their own right, but they're all very similar. They're all hit the deck, power play bowlers, typically.
Yep.
Middle overs bowlers. When it comes to the death, is there too much of same with that attack? Doesn't seem to me as if there's enough variety in there and a death over specialist, although Rabada's done well at times in his career in that period.
And that's the thing, you have to say at times, because he's not that consistent in the death as well. He does go for a few in certain games.
So I've got an issue with the sameness of that pace attack. It just looks too similar.
Yep.
So do they have enough variation there to be able to deliver the goods? They still look a good side. I think they'll win their fair share of games. They've got good, I think, some decent backups, which are Shafane Rutherford there in the squad there, who can come in. I was umming and ahhing about them, to be honest. I was really considering them in my top four, but I've just got some issues around that middle order and the pace attack at the death. What do you think?
Yeah, I've got them ninth. I've got them ninth for that reason, and it's going to be really, it's going to be a disappointing season for them because they have the strong top order, yes, but I think it kind of tapers off as we go into the middle order and the lower order as well.
I think they'll do better than ninth, but I don't think they'll make the playoffs. Yeah, they need the top three to have a big season in the middle order to perform. But yeah, I just think they probably fall short in some key areas. But death overs in, batting and bowling might be the difference, in IPL games, and they fall short with bat and ball in those areas. So yeah, I've got them just missing, but definitely a contender. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do go on to make it because the likes of Shahrukh Khan and Glenn Phillips can turn games along with like Tavacha, etc. So, guys, let us know what you think. Do you have Gujarat Titans making it? I've seen some opinions out there that they will make it, GT, but we think they'll miss out. Do follow us on CricBlog TV. Subscribe to the channel for all of our content, all of our team previews ahead of IPL 2025, and also CricBlog podcasts on our audio platforms, Spotify and Apple, etc., and CricBlog Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so
Talk soon.
much.